Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. As I'm sure you all know, the party that brands itself as the defenders of democracy has literally abandoned the democratic process by refusing to vote. Right now, as we speak, over 50 Texas Democrats have fled the state to shut down democracy itself. They've abandoned their constitutional duties, broken their oath of office, and are literally preventing the Texas legislature from functioning, all while getting paid with your hard-earned tax money. And Governor Greg Abbott, he's not playing any games. Wait until you see what he and the Texas Republican legislature just did. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to give you a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We've got the latest on the more than four dozen Texas Democrats who just skipped town in order to prevent a vote on Texas's new redistricting map. Governor Greg Abbott just filed an emergency petition with the Texas Supreme Court to remove the ringleader, Democrat Caucus Chair Gene Wu, from office entirely. Now, as I understand it, Governor Abbott does have the authority under Texas's Constitution to remove, that is, to vacate the seat of any Texas legislator who abandons their post, as it were. But Abbott is playing this smart. He's going to the Texas Supreme Court to do just that, which, if you don't know, by the way, the Texas Supreme Court is hard right. There are 9 Republicans and 0 Democrats on the Texas Supreme Court. So he's going to the law route in removing Wu, the ringleader of this whole circus, and you can expect the Texas Supreme Court to do just that in the coming hours. And that's when this whole charade, this whole circus, should just collapse. But it actually gets worse for these Democrats. The Texas legislature just issued arrest warrants for every single one of these runaway Democrats. And so it's no coincidence that's now already being reported that at least 2 Texas Democrats have returned. They've come back. Not because they had a change of heart, but because they don't want to get arrested and they don't want to have their bank accounts frozen and their seats vacated. Again, the ironic absurdity to all of this is that there's nothing for these Democrats to gain by this stunt. They will eventually have to come back, or at the very least, their seats will be vacated, thus shrinking the quorum needed to conduct business in the Texas legislature. And the redistricting map that adds 5 new Republican seats will pass. It is inevitable. There's literally nothing they can do to stop that. And in the process of these antics, they're only going to end up having their seats vacated. They're only going to end up getting their butts arrested, and they're only going to end up getting their personal bank accounts frozen. All for what in the end? And now even President Trump is piling on them. He just said that the FBI may have to step in to capture these fugitives and bring them back to Texas. Texas Senator John Cornyn is demanding the FBI investigate potential criminal acts, including bribery, because these Democrats appear to be getting paid by outside donors. They're accepting money from outside donors to abandon their posts. But here's where it gets absolutely insane. Exclusive footage from the Next News Network just surfaced showing that these Democrats are holed up at something called the Q Center in St. Charles, Illinois. And it's locked down tighter than Fort Knox. When reporters tried to interview them, armed security turned them away. One reporter literally saw the security manifest with names like Jasmine Crockett and Al Green listed. So the hypocrisy is staggering, gang. These Democrats claim they're protesting unfair redistricting, but they're hiding out in Illinois, which is the state that got an F grade from Princeton for having the most blatantly partisan gerrymandered maps in the entire country. Even liberal Chuck Todd went on CNN and called them out.
The part that I think is sort of bad, I think it's a bad look for a party that claims to be always trying to be protect the democracy, is to hole up in a state that gerrymanders, the state of Illinois. I mean, one of the worst, you know, look, Texas, Florida, Illinois, and Maryland. Those are your four giant gerrymandered states. Stay, you know, and if you're trying to make a point on gerrymandering, I don't think I'd be going to the state of Illinois as a place to hide.
Hey, gang, I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this video, and that's Block Trust IRA at TurleyTalksCrypto.com. Now, if you've been wanting to get into crypto investing, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and the like, but you've always been, you know, turned off or intimidated by the volatility, well, meet your knight in shining armor. Block Trust IRA has a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has called the number one crypto technology platform in the world among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. And so what Block Trust IRA does is they sell at the highs and then they buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility, all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I'm a proud client of Block Trust IRA. I have my own account with them and I absolutely love them. And I know you are too. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, truck driver, small business owner, or retiree, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below right now or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. The best part, gang, for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account. It's amazing. Don't wait on this. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. So obviously with the wind at his back, Governor Abbott is not backing down. He's ordered the Texas Rangers to investigate these fleeing Democrats for potential bribery violations, again, for accepting money from outside sources to cover the $500 per day fine for as long as they skip town. The Texas Department of Public Safety is actively searching for them to arrest and bring them back to the Capitol. And Attorney General Ken Paxton says if they don't return by Friday, he will seek court orders to declare every one of their seats vacant. Now, here's what really tells you everything you need to know about these Democrats' priorities. While they're supposed to be representing Texans back home, right now they're being chauffeured around Illinois in white charter buses, attending political protests, making speeches, all funded by Democrat donors. Representative Jasmine Crockett even went on ABC News mocking Governor Abbott. So the irony in all of this is that this latest Democrat stunt reveals in the end that this ultimately isn't about redistricting. This is about the complete breakdown of constitutional government under the auspices of the Democrats. These lawmakers took an oath to serve Texas, but when democracy did not go their way, or better, when democracy got in their way, they literally ran away like children having a tantrum. While hardworking Texans are dealing with flood recovery and need property tax relief, their so-called representatives are living it up in Illinois on luxury accommodations, all on the taxpayers' or the Democrat donors' dime. The beauty here is that Governor Abbott has all the tools he needs to end this farce once and for all. The Constitution gives him the power. The Texas Rangers are ready. And he's using everything at his disposal to make an example of these left-wing lunatics. And now that the hard right Texas Supreme Court is getting involved, and even the FBI, many are saying you can expect all of this to come to a crashing halt by Monday of next week. Texas is going to get its redistricting map. We're going to get five new solid red congressional districts. And there's absolutely nothing that the Democrats can do to stop it. So what do you guys think? Let me know what you think the consequences should be for these Democrats abandoning their constitutional oath. And if this story fired you up like it did me, smash that subscribe button, because we're going to keep following this story until these Democrats are back where they belong, either doing their jobs for the people of Texas or under house arrest. Either way, real Texans do not run from a fight. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture of how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a five-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.